Harvest Algoma's main delivery van recently had its catalytic converter sawed off, grounding the nonprofit's ability to deliver food or pick up donations. When the owner of a local business found out, he donated the parts and paid for the installation. The cube van that acts as the main delivery vehicle for Harvest Algoma was targeted overnight in mid-September, says General Manager Darren Barlow. An employee had tried to start the van's engine early in the morning to pick up a donation of sandwiches from Starbucks. He went to turn it on and nothing worked, said Barlow. We looked underneath and someone had not only cut the catalytic converter, but cut our fuel line at the same time. A catalytic converter is part of a vehicle's exhaust system that makes the toxic fumes expelled by the engine less harmful. Generally, they are stolen to be broken down for the precious metals contained inside. Looking at surveillance footage, the thief snuck onto the lot and removed the catalytic converter just 15 minutes before the first employee showed up to start the day. The person came in, cut it off and ran off with it, said Barlow. Because it was attached to a larger work van, Barlow said the repair bill would be about $6,000. We are a not-for-profit charity, we work on a budget dictated by donations. We are not funded by any particular agency, so everything we get is from donations, said Barlow. Our whole existence hinges on the kindness of local businesses and people. The organization has a second, smaller van, but Barlow said it is not as well suited to the daily needs of Harvest Algoma. Oftentimes we are delivering 1,000 meals at a time when we are out, or picking up donation orders than can be 20 or 30 boxes. So it seriously hampered us from doing what we do, he said. CTV happened to be at Harvest Algoma the following day to do a story on the organization's Every Breakfast Counts and additionally reported on the theft during its broadcast. That's how the owner of the local Napa Auto Parts store, Casey Davio, became aware of the problem. Catalytic converters are among the parts the company sells. Barlow said someone had stolen their catalytic converter and basically grounded their truck indefinitely, and I just wanted to do something for the people who are doing so much for our community, said Davio. Even Napa has been victim to the problem. A fence was recently put up around the back of the property to prevent more thefts of catalytic converters from company vehicles. We park our cube van inside now, but if we left it out for one night that converter would be gone, said Davio. Being a victim of the crime himself, Davio was empathetic to a nonprofit organization being hit as well. He called Harvest Algoma the next morning to offer to donate the parts to replace the one stolen from Harvest Algoma. It's a crying shame, and I am sure the guy cutting them off isn't thinking about those kinds of things, but these guys are just doing nothing but good in our community, and thank God for people like that, said Davio. I just felt like it was something we needed to do, to help them out as best as we could and thank them for everything they are doing. It totally catches you off guard to get a phone call like that, because you forget there are good people out there, people who just want to do good things, said Barlow, recalling the phone call from Davio. I was totally blown away. Legitimately, I was speechless for a little bit there. Finding the right converter for the Harvest Algoma van was another matter. I just told my guys to find them one, they couldn't even find one in Canada, we had to rely on a Napa store in the US, said Davio. The van is currently at Jiggers Exhaust awaiting the install on Monday. Jiggers is the exhaust guy around town, and they are just wonderful people who are those kind of people who want to help, too, said Davio. Originally they were just going to buy us the catalytic converter, but after talking to Jiggers they decided to do the entire thing for us for free, said Barlow. They are going to do the install for us, fix the fuel line and install a cage around it, so if anyone tries again it will be much more difficult. Barlow said it's difficult to know how to thank everyone who has stepped up to help during the whole ordeal. Thank you is not enough, but that's all we really have to offer, other than singing their praises wherever we can, said Barlow. These guys out of nowhere just reached out to us and said they will take care of this for us. It feels a little unheard of,